Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. And of course, the famous Alec Medford. So we're going to talk some Rangers here. We will see how that goes because we have a couple of other stories that we need to break down. And I'm going to lead it off to Corey Majors for some big-time sports media news right here.
Yeah, I think this is pretty significant. As we saw a bunch of people, they said see you later at Fox Sports. Now they're saying hello. Barstool Sports and Fox Sports are officially entering into a partnership. Dave Portnoy made the announcement on the Unnamed show. And he said the Fox deal is official, been in the works for a long time. This has potential to be really good for both parties. They want our audience, but they know what audience we have. We're going to try and come up with a bunch of things with them, but it's wide-ranging relationship. I heard yesterday that they were talking to Portnoy about being on the Big Noon Kickoff.
I did see that,
being part of that. I did not anticipate something like this coming along.
Okay, and this might be ridiculous, but my initial thought is, so the purge of all that talent was because they knew this was the direction that they were going to go, right?
It does kind of feel that way.
And you know what? I will say this. Here's the reason why I like it. Like, whether you like Barstool Sports or not, safe to say that most certainly they are not ESPN light.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And so that's completely different.
And that's what I think Fox has been trying to do, or FS1 has been trying to do. I really think they've been like, hey, we're almost like ESPN, so check it out, which I think is a terrible strategy. They should be like, we are different and doing a different thing. And Barstool Sports, especially compared to ESPN, very much is a different thing.
From this is also Portnoy. We're going to do an 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. daily show on Fox Sports 1.
There you go.
It'll be like Barstool Breakfast Show, Barstool Wake Up. I'm going to do Mondays. We'll have an office in Chicago. It'll be different characters. They want a taste of the Barstool world. And Kevin, I think that's one of the things we've talked about very often is sometimes the investment in talent is considered not the most important. And like I saw, I don't know if you saw Trey Wingo kind of go off recently on ESPN. He didn't really go off, but somebody had mentioned that it was kind of weird. The group you either get is Stephen A. Smith or Pat McAfee all the time.
It does kind of feel like that.
They were like that. There was a time when that wasn't, you didn't turn your TV on and see Stephen A. Smith. And Trey Wingo was like, you know, there was a time when it was a buffet. A very glorious buffet, and now it's just you get chicken or fish. Those are the two options you have on ESPN, and that's kind of bland.
But, sure.
And so I think the investment, Barstool has people who are characters. They are talent, and sometimes I think the importance of knowing that the people care about that talent, that's what Fox sees right now, is that there is an audience there that they want to try and get a hold of.
You are a big Barstool fan, right?
I frequent Barstool for offbeat stories.
Okay.
I think like they have they do offbeat things, and that's what I like.
I have to admit, I'm definitely familiar with their website, but when you're talking about some of the personalities and shows and stuff, I'm just not as familiar. I'm not saying that's bad. I don't know them, but I know they are a hugely popular brand. I'm intrigued by this move.
Yeah, Big Cat's fun. And what's crazy too, Kevin, is we saw these guys get kicked out of Radio Row when we were there in Houston. Like, we were sitting right next to them. They just saddled up and started doing stuff, and then they were ejected from Radio Row. But yeah, I think they have some unique characters. I'm interested to see how this all works out.
What would you say to the person from the 214 who said ever since Fox canceled In Living Color, they've been out? Do you think
facts?
It's been a generation since that happened. Do you think they should give them another shot? Maybe
we should bring In Living Color back.
Okay.
Same characters.
Just okay. Well, we'll look into that.
You think Jim Carrey would do that?
Actually, I kind of do.
I mean, Jimmy Fox is like, I'm in.
See, but for Jim Carrey to do it, you would have to like agree that at all times he is like actually Fire Marshal Bill or whatever. Like, you'd have to pretend like he was that real person on and off the screen.
We know the Wayans are showing up.
For sure.
That's a family project.
That's their baby. Yeah.
Yeah, but is J-Lo showing back up to be a fly girl? That's another question we need, because that's going to get ratings.
Okay, I agree with that. Hey, I have another football question for you real quick. I'm so sorry. I know we're kind of diverting away from what we said we were going to talk about, but we're going to have the combo platter coming up, and you'll get your opportunity. But, said that twice, the cornerback list that the executives, coaches, and scouts vote on was out this morning. And there is something particularly disturbing about what it feels like a lot of people in the Metroplex want to do and what the rest of the league thinks.
Right.
All right. So, and I realize part of this is due to injury and I understand all of that, but who do you guys think is the number one cornerback in the league?
I think Stingley's on his way, but I think Pat Surtain has established himself there.
So yes. Cosign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Surtain.
So, good votes there. Surtain is one. Stingley is two. By the way, the lowest ranking either one of them got was 4. I actually would love to talk to the person who thinks Pat Surtain is only the 4th best cornerback in the league. But
I'm just saying, if you haven't watched Stingley play, try this year. It's a lot of fun to watch him compete against elite receivers.
You know how we talked about the receivers were volatile? Consider this. From there on out, every single cornerback got a vote of at least as low as 10th. Okay? So while I told you the top two, nobody thought they were worse than 4th. Denzel Ward is 3rd. The lowest ranking he got, not top 10. Trent McDuffie is next. Lowest ranking he got, 10. The rest of the top 10 all had at least one coach, scout, or executive who said, I don't even think you're in the top 10. Sauce Gardner, Christian Gonzalez is 6, J.C. Horn, Jalen Johnson, Quinyon Mitchell is 9, and then rounding out the top 10 is Devon Weatherspoon. Now, here's what I wanted to key in on. I am not against whatsoever the idea of signing Deron Bland to a long-term deal, but you continually to hear people talk about, well, you know, you can give Deron Bland a deal that's, you know, doesn't reset the market, but it's at the top of the market. Why is that? Because if you go down this list, and I know this list is not the make or break, but Deron Bland has had injury problems, and I feel like you have to factor that in. I'm going to run you through the honorable mention. Jalen Ramsey, Marlon Humphrey, Trayvon Diggs, Byron Murphy Jr., A.J. Terrell, L'Jarius Sneed. So that means we're
up pretty good bunch right there.
Exactly. But that means we're up to 16 cornerbacks now.
Okay.
And you still don't hear Deron Bland. Also getting votes, Cooper DeJean. Then Deron Bland is number 18. And if you're like, well, that's ESPN, it's not ESPN. It's people in the league. It's coaches, executives, and scouts. And I just wish this was a time when the Cowboys would look at it and be like, hey, we can definitely re-sign this person. But it's okay to re-sign somebody and say, I'm going to re-sign you as the 10th best cornerback.
Or yeah, like here's what we think your market value actually is.
Yes.
Here's what we're willing to do with you. I mean, he had the one special year.
Yes.
His rookie season in 8 games, you were like, oh my gosh, can this dude play?
And then what happened?
And then he had a special year. And then he got hurt the next year. Like, that's how his career's gone so far. So, yes, he's good, can be good. And that's kind of where we sit right now. I don't think that I'm going to put him as one of the top 5 cornerbacks in the league, though, as far as play goes. But, man, my mind says that him and Diggs together is pretty damn good. And now you throw in Revelle, you're feeling good, but not all three of them are healthy at the same time.
And that's the part that intrigues me, because there is very much a history with the Cowboys, whether it's just as of late, Michael Gallup, Dak Prescott. You would think if a player was coming off of an injury and you decided to negotiate at that point, it would at least somewhat work in the club's favor.
Right.
But I am very much against a player coming off an injury getting a deal that puts you like at the top of the group at a time when I don't think you can look at Deron Bland and say categorically going forward, this will be one of the best cornerbacks.
Yeah, I'm not.
Whereas with Stingley, or you know what, not even just Stingley, I think with potentially Garner, maybe even Gonzalez, certainly Surtain, I think you can look at those people and be like, I think going forward.
I also feel like this position is the closer of the NFL in that it is very, it's a roller coaster ride year to year with cornerbacks. Sauce Gardner was the greatest thing to ever hit the field 2 years ago. And now we're looking at, he just got a big deal. But what is he, fourth on this list, you said? Like, that's a drop from being the best that people were looking at you. So, like, I do think it's a very volatile position.
Agree.
In that sometimes, I mean, you lose one step and you can be done in this league. But I do love the description one person said about Surtain. And this goes back to just the basics of it all. You bring pressure as a defense and he can handle it all. Technician. Doesn't get bored doing it the right way. Extremely patient and big. Can affect a lot of things with technique and speed and is always in control. And I say watch Stingley play because the competitiveness. You watch Surtain play because he makes it look easy. You know, he makes the game look like this is how it's supposed to be. But he almost makes it look like a video game.
Yeah.
He's the best cornerback out there.
You know what's a shame about Trayvon Diggs? I really think he got better as a technician.
He got better as a cornerback.
But then he got hurt, and it kind of feels like it undercuts all of that because now you're like, hey, that's great. How many games a year am I going to see that? And so that's what worries me. You're right. I am super excited about the 100% potential of Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland together. But you're telling me you have the potential to give out another contract extension, which you know is going to be high because that's how the Cowboys do it for their own guys, with somebody coming off an injury and another person who has more than one injury.
You know what that sounds like to me? Deion and Kevin Smith. Remember back in the day, we were supposed to have the best combination of cornerbacks ever and just couldn't keep him
injury
healthy.
Took it down.
Thanks a lot, A&M.
So, okay. Well, I kind of get your point right there. And by the way, since we didn't bring it up yesterday, how long has it been since you thought about Jimmy Graham?
I think I feel like I heard something about him last year.
Okay. So he's back at it this year. Him and his team completed the Arctic Challenge, which is rowing 584 nautical miles across the Arctic Ocean in a little bit more than 10 days. The pace broke the previous record for a team of four. So congratulations to Jimmy Graham.
What a transition in life.
Yes. They set out from Norway and got it done in a little bit more than 10 days.
Wow. That really is impressive.
Absolutely.
I want to do that.
Okay. We'll start the training.
Dream team right here.
Yeah. I feel like maybe Texas in the month of July is not the best place to start your training.
We got lakes.
We're the KNC masterpiece.
Was this a water thing? This is a water thing.
Yes.
We can use the lakes.
Yes. When I said crossing the Arctic Ocean, it was a water thing. Coming up next.
See?
It's time.
That's why the lakes
matter. You don't get to take credit for that.
That's why the lakes matter.
Coming up next, it's time for the combo.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ladder, National Lottery Day. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what is your favorite game of chance? We'll do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the Combo Platter. It is, in fact, National Lottery Day. So in honor of that, give us a sports opinion. And then, what is your favorite game of chance? 877-881-1053. And I'm fascinated to see some of the answers here because there are certain card games that I feel are fairly luck-based. But then there's many others that people like, it's not a game of chance because I played the percentage and everything like that.
So it's like blackjack. Is that game of chance or is that percentages?
And so, see, I think it can be both.
Okay.
Because,
right. We'll rock with that.
If you have the ability, I know it's like frowned upon, but if you can count cards, you probably don't think it's a game of luck. But what percentage of people can count cards as opposed to, you know, and even then, it can still be.
There's some luck involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why I'm kind of fascinated to see some of the answers that people give here, because I think some games that are based around luck are all also based around like percentage chances and everything like that, except for Candyland. Candyland is dumb.
Oh.
Why?
Because, like, you just roll, you're totally winning.
You're
not
even
rolling,
you're spinning.
Yeah, and you spin a four, and they're like, all right, now you're going to go from 92 to 11. And you're like, that's too much.
Chutes and Ladders is kind of the same,
right? Maybe I'm thinking of Chutes and Ladders, yeah.
Both of them are the same.
Yeah.
There is like a couple spots in the Candyland board where you'll get sent back to the Sweet Palace or whatever.
Yeah, the Candy Witch took all your stuff and hit the bricks. And you're like, I've been winning this whole game. And they're like, yeah,
Candyland,
sucks for you.
Candyland's really more about looking at the board as a child.
Yeah.
Because you're like just looking at the artwork and going, oh, wow. And imagining living in one of those cotton candy places or whatever.
I could see that. Then if you get one of the double squares, you're just like, oh, yeah, I got it.
Dude, heck yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And dude, like as a kid.
It's like having a handful of the Uno change color and draw fours.
Yeah, like the wilds. Oh. Yeah. It is amazing the currency that changes over the years. Because like even now, obviously, not Alec, but we are far removed from being children. And like you think about like, was your currency then like I had control of all these blow pops or I was dominating the Uno game or whatever. And like now if somebody was like, hey, I can't afford to pay my rent this month, but look at these blow pops I got you. And you'd be like, get the hell out of here.
That's a good point.
So look, shut up, Alec. I know you didn't say anything, but still shut up.
What?
So it's National Lottery Day. Give me a sports opinion. And then, what is your favorite game of chance?
Was you on Alec first?
No, I told him to shut up. So
okay. All right. I will go first in sports opinion. I think we're going to have the coolest video on the planet next week.
Oh.
I'm aiming and angling for a Kevin Redemption story.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't remember, last year, Kevin kicked a field goal, and it looked like he was trying to fly off on his way to it. And then golfers yelled at him and laughed and had a good time.
Yeah, but nobody focuses on the video where I missed it by like 1 yard.
I am hoping that we can get Brandon Aubrey to teach you how to kick a proper field goal,
and we'll be able to
get you booting one from 40 yards out. Out in Oxnard, because we head out Monday afternoon.
Corey, here's the mistake I made. That day on the way home, back to our hotel, I guess, I vowed that I would work and train to get better at that. It's Thursday before we leave.
And you still haven't?
I have not worked or trained at all on that.
You have 4 days.
And
you have 4 days. You have tonight.
It's true.
You have, you know what? And you have all of Tuesday leading up. You know, maybe even a week. I'm not even guaranteeing that Aubrey's going to do it on day one. It could be day four.
Man, it'd be really help me out if he waited until like Thursday or Friday. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, let's get you some opportunities in there.
Great.
And favorite game of chance, Kevin, at casinos, I feel a little blessed in that things have just kind of worked out for me that I've never really truly lost. At a casino.
Oh,
I've never walked away.
Awesome.
I've walked away up So I'm more often up in casinos than I am down. Now, betting for whatever reason with Mike, I never could get it right. I have no clue.
Right.
But you remember every single bet I placed in Vegas that one year on games, I won except for the ones on A&M.
Hey, I didn't look at the weather report and there was going to be a monsoon.
Nobody knew.
But I really should have.
So I've been very lucky with blackjack, but I recently played craps. I recently played craps and it turned out I made a killing.
Yeah?
Playing. I have no clue how I did it either. They were like, that guy is drunk. We probably should go to his room. And when I grabbed my chips and they all fell on the floor and I was like, oh no, this isn't good. That's whenever they were like, oh my gosh. But
did you have a crowd there?
Around
the table?
Yeah. That was yelling at me to stop picking up the dice and stop throwing them off the table because that was happening too. But it's far over there, dude. That's a long throw. How they expect the dice never to leave the table? But I ended up walking away. I think I had like $1,100 I won that night. So that was a blast.
Man, I like the way you described it, like air hockey. You're like, you can't expect it to always stay on the table.
What are you doing?
Like that puck's going to fly off at some point.
It's going to happen.
All right. Now, Alec, clearly he's set the bar pretty high when it comes to this. But we're going to get to you in just a second. From the 972, I still think that the Rangers will make the playoffs, and it's Yahtzee. More chance, but some skill. Look, I would agree. If you have a method that you know how to do the shaker just right,
I just yell Yahtzee whenever I throw the dice.
That is exactly what my wife does.
Yahtzee!
And we played two or three games, and she didn't get an actual Yahtzee. And I was like, you're so loud. And she goes, what do you think is going to happen if I actually get Yahtzee? And we were in like a restaurant in Fort Worth where they had games and stuff like that. I was just envisioning her like high-fiving all the people who work there.
I agree.
And running around.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And they're like, what happened? And then they go, oh, she got Yahtzee. And then they're like, confetti falls out of the ceiling. That would be great.
I'm with you on that.
For Jess.
From the 972, so the Rangers are going to be fighting for the West at the end of the season, and their favorite game of chance is heads or tails, $20 a flip.
Woo, that is rich.
Man.
I did play a lot of high card.
Okay, yeah.
You know, but we would play for national deficit.
Okay.
I still owe a lot of money to my friend.
Yeah. Well, if you just pay that off, well, your friend probably would.
I think
just
I owe
him
like 10 times national deficit before I decided to quit.
No.
So high card's always fun, though.
That is unfortunate. Alec, can you give us a sports opinion? And then what is your favorite game of chance?
Sports opinion, gentlemen. You guys talked about it. Going to be heading out to a training camp in Oxnard next week. So we're going to start actually putting together some of the topics that we've discussed. And one thing that we've talked about a lot is the running back position for the Cowboys. I think that all three shows will return back from Oxnard. Training camp will wrap up. We're going to head into the preseason and we're still going to have no idea if there is a clear leader at the running back one position.
That 1,000% possible.
And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Maybe everybody kind of plays better than you expect. They practice better than you expect. And you're like, dang, this is just a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. Cool. Jaden Blue looked awesome. You know, Miles Sanders, he looked like he had his speed. He looked like the veteran guy out there. You know, Javonte Williams, he looks like pre-ACL for. I don't know. Or it could be the total opposite side where nobody really did anything. I don't know who to point at. I don't know which it's going to be. Obviously, I'm hoping for the good scenario that everybody just outperforms themselves. And we don't really know because we have a good problem on our hands. But I think we head into the preseason specifically. I think by week one, we'll know. Like, hey, this guy's going to start the game. Doesn't mean he'll get the bulk of the carries, but he'll start. But I think heading into the preseason, we're going to be like, don't really know.
Okay. That feels very reasonable.
Yeah, and I kind of hate it.
Yes,
I kind of hate it.
Me too.
Favorite game of chance. There's a lot of games that you have to get lucky, but you have to be smart too. So I'm kind of factoring that in.
Yeah.
And I feel like I get screwed over by my lack of luck. but I love this game so much anyways, and it's Uno. Because I feel like I play that game anytime we have family in town. Like when my sister comes into town, that's the first game she wants to play because I can never beat her in that stupid dreaded game because she gets all the wild cards somehow and I don't get a single one. So as soon as I think I'm right on the edge of winning the game, I end up with 16 cards in my hand and we're playing for another 30 minutes. So I know there's a lot of skill involved and a lot of timing involved there, but it's as simple as if the deck isn't shuffled in a way that favors your turn, you're pretty much screwed.
It's that person who knows you don't have a red and they play their wild card and they say red and you just want them to die in that moment.
No, you don't want them to die.
No, not really. You want them to die an Uno death.
Oh, okay.
What's an Uno death?
Yeah, explain Uno death. Please don't ask me to do that. Also, to follow up on that, everyone seems like kind of has their own versions of the rules. Do you think if you only have one card left and somebody has a play, they need to play instead of just drawing more cards, just looking for that draw four?
Yeah, they should. They're supposed to know. I'm not looking at their cards, so I don't know, but that's part of the honor system in the game.
Yep.
There should be some integrity.
The other person I don't love in Uno is the person who waits until there's one microfiber of your second card that you're playing, and they're like, Uno, you're going to take it! And you're like, the card is not even all the way down. Come on.
Oh, that's me.
Are you that person?
Oh, I'm definitely calling.
Come on,
I'm calling
Corey.
It as soon as I can. It's part of the game.
See, because when I have Uno, I like to be that jerk that's dramatic about it. I like to take my sweet time putting the card down.
Mm-hmm.
Uno.
Yeah.
And I give you that stare like, what are you going to do about it? So if you try to call me out for not saying it early, that's on you. I'm a showman. Okay?
I come from Domino's world though, where you slam it down on the table. All right, you slam it and let everybody know. You show them. You slam it on the table and you show them.
Is there a penalty for calling a false Uno?
There should be.
Because what I would like to do is, if I had like four cards, I would bundle them and make it look like I had one card just to intimidate.
No, okay, never mind. I've changed my mind.
That was when I was a kid. All right, I need. I like that answer. I need clarification on this person's answer from the 972. Not the first part. I get that. Texas Tech will make the college football playoff ahead of UT and give them the Joe Kelly crybaby face because somebody has more money than them. And their favorite game of chance is the game of life. Now, do you mean that as an abstract concept of how we're all living, or do you mean the actual board game of life where you spend to find out if you're going to have kids?
I don't think I've ever actually played that.
That game's pretty fun.
I always had a friend that had it but was missing part of it. And so I never got to actually play it. We always ended up playing, you know, war, where you want an ace.
Yes, you do. Don't give me this nonsense about a two beats an ace. Get the hell out of here. From the 408 California girl here. Hey, we're going to be there. The Cowboys will have the best offense in the NFC, man. And when you hear that,
I keep
thinking about what you said is the possibility of if the offensive line clicks and is good, how much that could rock it.
Well, the skill players are pretty good.
Yes. And they said it's bingo. Bingo is the best and so much fun. We played bingo on the cruise ship because my wife thought it was the most fun thing in the world.
Did she really?
Yeah. And so
were you looking out at the water and the sun? You were just like, it could be there. Were we all inside? Or
no,
was
this was like on one of the days, like, because we had a couple days at sea.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But she made friends with like one of the, I don't know, game masters. I know that's not what they were called, but in my head. And so the game master gave her a free bingo t-shirt, and she loved it. Like,
that's it.
That shirt was like $15. That was her favorite part of the cruise. That cruise did not cost $15, but that was her. She was most excited by that. From the 903, Cowboys have no cap space and too many holes. They're too top heavy and they should trade Micah for a haul. I do not disagree with that. And their favorite game of chance is rock, paper, scissors. Now, This is another one where it could be chance, or you could think, especially if you're good at it, that it's an intricately complex game that you have mastered because of the other person's tell.
Oh, because of the tell?
Yeah.
Because you can't master the odds of it.
I agree.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit Men's T-Clinic. clinic.com. That's mensTclinic.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like, but it's 33.33333, right? Isn't that the way it's split up then?
But don't you think somebody believes there's this fictitious point .00001 out there that they're like, I always know that they play rock off of paper. You know, like if they hit paper, then they're going to play rock.
Yeah, now that's something that you can pay attention to because they might have that. And some people do that. I go with the approach of just kind of like whatever I'm feeling at that moment. So you'll never be able to figure me out. But that's also me thinking that I'm convinced that I can, like, telepathy into your brain or whatever.
Yeah.
And figure out what you're thinking.
From the 214, Mavericks will be a top four team in the West. Holy moly. That's another one, much like we talked about the potential.
Once this LeBron trade goes through, right?
Yes, by the way.
Will it finally be the Lakers?
Somebody, it looked like they honestly made a mistake because they said, hey, the Mavs just traded for LeBron. And I responded, no, they didn't. And their response was, oh, crap, my bad. I got caught by a fake article. If it really is a mess up, that's cool. If you're intentionally trying to feed false information, that will get you blocked.
Oh, really?
That'll get you blocked by me, at least. Like, if you're intentionally trying to F up the show.
What about on April Fool's Day?
Well, as long as
we just got to watch out on April Fool's
Day. As long as we don't do it every year, we get a course about, hey, don't do this. I don't know if I've ever told this story on air because you just mentioned that. Man, I really hope she's not listening. So
I hope she is.
My mother-in-law, I believe this was for first grade. She was a teacher. And so one year, and this was a while ago, they would go to the computer lab, you know, like every day, every other day, whatever. And so she told the kids that, like, if they did a good job and were well behaved all year, at the end of the year, they would all get one of those computers to take home. And
oh my gosh, she did that
at the end of the year.
Those kids worked their asses off.
I know. Then it has Scott's Tots vibes all over it.
Oh my gosh.
And then at the end of the year, they're like, what about our computers? And she laughed and said something to the effect of, like, April Fools, I was just kidding. And this is like at the end of May, you know, by the end of the school year. And she goes, you knew I was kidding. You can't just have a computer. And they're like, no, they're like six or seven.
They think you, they believe you. They trusted you.
So,
women, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Thanks, Mike.
Specifically, if I wanted to say that. And by the way, that person's game of chance is Texas Hold'em. And once again, Texas Hold'em is another game where there is definitely some math involved and some probability, but you've seen, like, you can go into every hand and be like, I'm 85% to win on the river every single time, and you could not particularly win anything because just bad luck could be against you.
Do you of all of the card games, that is my favorite
for sure.
Hold'em, but I like playing with a group of dudes or people that I know and enjoy time with, because if I sit down at the table and I am going to realize real quickly that it's me.
For sure,
because I'm not sitting there trying to read people and all that stuff. I'm just having fun, but the real good ones, they got you figured out before you even sit down most times.
That is a game where it feels like you can't just go with the focus on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like how many teams are like, we're just focused on ourselves. That feels like that might not work.
You got to pay attention to all the details.
I like that better than blackjack just because there's at least another round or two depending on how it plays out.
I love that part of it.
For like all of the
drama. You get your first hand, you're like, dude, I just won this hand. And then you're watching, you're like, crap, he might have something that he won his hand with.
Exactly. And then you have to look at it, and maybe you winning at the beginning is like when Antoine Walker would make his first three-pointer of the day. You're doomed.
Yep.
You know, like that was just a setup for you to get overconfident and then fall apart. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You guys can keep those answers coming in. We might keep firing back to a few of them. But right now, it is time for the Random Sports Report, 877-881-1053, if you want to get involved in the conversation. We are also going to bring Carter Freeman in to participate. And then there's one specific aspect I am very curious your thoughts about. We'll throw out the question, give people some time to think about it. The University of Indiana used to have an actual bison mascot. That was scrapped in 1969 due to what the school described as a lack of support from the fan base.
What?
However, in this past December, the student body Congress passed the perhaps two-on-the-nose bill entitled Bring Back the Bison Act, which called on the school to reinstate the old mascot. And that is what they announced earlier this week.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Did we know that Indiana was the Indiana Bisons?
Okay.
So they were never the bison. That was just, you know, every team has to have like a animal or a creature that runs around on
like
the field.
Stanford's
right?
The cardinal, but they have a stupid tree.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
With the bird in it to pretend like that makes sense.
Sure.
And so they're going to bring back the bison for the Indiana season opener against Old Dominion on August 30th. So
like a real two-ton bison?
That is my understanding, that Hoosier the Bison will make his debut. Although when you hear bison mascot, maybe it's just
I'm thinking a couple of jacknuts
running around in the costume or whatever.
Because if we're bringing a full bison onto the field at Indiana, then we need to bring back Baylor, how they used to have a live bear on the sidelines at their games.
Yeah, I think that's all mascots should have the real life version out there.
See, and they
sharks.
Yeah, Long Island.
Ospreys or Seahawks, if you will.
Richmond spiders. Yeah. They can just have like a spider in a case on the side.
The moon mammoths.
Yes, the all minor league team. Yeah, I watched the video that Indiana put out about this. It's got a Star Wars theme and it's like 3 minutes long. It doesn't clarify. I will say the mascot picture on the crimson card does look very like suit and cartoony.
Yeah.
So it feels more likely, but I like to dream big. So
I do too. I like where you're going with this.
We're
going
to get back around to that in a second.
The Sri Lankan water buffalo.
Ooh, give people an opportunity.
What college is that?
He's just saying things. To vote on the Twitch and the YouTube. But before we get to that, a couple of notes for y'all. The Yannick Sinner, Carlos Alcaraz, Wimbledon final, drew the biggest ratings in 6 years. For that match.
Really?
It drew an average of 2.9 million viewers, the network announced, I believe it was yesterday, and the numbers peaked at 4 million viewers. Probably won't surprise you to know, while the men's final got a 2.9, the women's final got a 1.3 million viewers just because, well, at least in part, because it was 6-0, 6-0. So like there was no competitiveness to that match. And the men's final is up 31% from last year.
I wonder why. I wonder what the different interest is right now. So, or if it was just good timing or what.
I think it's because you can identify these are the best two players and they'll be that way for a while. Like last year was Alcaraz and Djokovic. No doubt that Djokovic is an all-time great, maybe the best player of all time. But he's not going to be around like too much longer. This might have been his last run through Wimbledon. But you know, Sinner and Alcaraz are like 23 and 24, and they'll probably be playing for a while.
This does not need a lot of time.
Okay.
Sources, according to Ian Rappaport, say that veteran wide receiver Mike Williams has informed the Chargers that he plans to retire, walking away after 8 years with two eclipsing 1,000 yards. A dude that was like...
He just got hurt again,
I told
right?
you the other day, yeah. I was like, this is hilarious and I shouldn't be laughing, but he's hurt again. And Mike Williams, size, speed, all the things you could ever want, just never could be on the field.
The ultimate fantasy wild card.
Yep.
I think I took him last year when he was with the Jets, thinking, oh, you know, this is going to turn into something. And it didn't.
Now, I want to talk about the WNBA All-Star Game for a minute, because they're instituting something that I've wanted to see in basketball for many, many, many years.
Four-point play?
The four-point play is cool. And that's, like, they got a four-point shot circle. Rock on. They have a 20-second shot clock. No free throw.
Oh, they do have a four-point play? Yes. I was just joking when I said that.
No, they're going to have a circle.
Okay,
a four-point
awesome.
Circle.
Awesome.
So you're going to want to watch this game, because we're not even to the best one. A 20-second shot clock. No free throws in the first 38 minutes. And... live play substitutions, just like hockey. We have talked about this on this show for years.
I love this idea.
The idea that, like, somebody who you're like, oh, that player's kind of slow, is you got a
get
fast
here,
break, and all of a sudden you send your speedster out there, and, like, they catch it on a breakaway. That is awesome.
Do you have to, like, in hockey then, or is there going to be, like, the home team has the second one, and so you got that opportunity? I'm curious how this is going to work, because this sounds awesome, and I hope the NBA actually throws this into their All-Star game and then says we should use this in regular life.
And for it being the first time they're doing it, I feel like the players are going to be so unused to that, it's going to be super uncoordinated.
Oh my God,
and,
yes.
You know, the women are going to be running into each other and knocking each other over, and plus there's a whole new strategy to, depending on what side of the court you're on, what bench you want, or, you know, things like that too. So it does sound like fun, but it sounds like utter chaos.
For sure. And because of that, maybe exactly because of that, they're measuring it out only one player sub at a time. So you can't have have a line change,
gotcha.
Essentially. So you're not going to be like, hey, keep the point guard in there. We're switching out the entire rest of the team. For now, they're going to try it one person at a time.
No, we need the fire drill field goal when they swap up the whole 11 men on the field for like a last second field goal. That's what I want to see, is put a whole new defensive five in there.
That game is Saturday night. I'm excited about it. By the way, Corey, to your four-point shot, if it is a shooting foul at the end of the game, you can be awarded four free throws if it's from the circle.
This is great. I mean, just take whatever Rock and Jock used to do back in the day.
I'm with you on that.
Throw it into the games.
I used to love Rock and Jock. All right. As for the mascots, now, Carter, we always love having you around, but you also have an encyclopedic knowledge of all things college and college athletics. Were there any other mascots that you thought of that you would like to bring back?
So there's one that I would love for them to bring back, and they have before. It's UCF. So UCF are the Knights, right?
Yes.
That's fine. That's whatever. They used to be the Citronauts. Do you know what a Citronaut is?
No.
This is a Citronaut. I hope everyone on the fan cam can see this. It looks like a Looney Tunes looking character with an orange
for
a body.
It looks like, was it Gazoo? Kazoo? Who's the guy who
the
popped
Martian
up?
Thing,
yeah, for yeah. Fred. It looks like the head of that with a body of an orange.
On a little mandarin.
So Florida or UCF used to be Florida Technological Institute. And so I guess that was their initial mascot, was the Citronaut. And then eventually, I think when they became more of a respected university, they became
what
the Knights, which is just so boring in comparison to what they once had. So I'd love for them. And UCF does a lot of different uniforms. I think last year they had a different uniform for every game that they played, all 12 or 13.
Oh, wow.
So they're one of the schools that do a lot of those. So they could easily bring that back, but not really a different mascot per se. But the history of Super Frog at TCU is kind of a nightmarish one. It's taken them a long time to get to a variant of Super Frog that's not objectively terrifying.
Do you have any examples of
You want to look at that?
Jeez Louise.
So kids had nightmares.
Yes. And that was from, I believe, the 50s or 60s.
I think the kid in that picture is currently crying and having a nightmare.
You are right, Corey. I was so focused on the terrifying super frog that I did not notice the crying child right next to him.
I'll tweet that super frog is giving you drugs, giving your kids drugs.
I'll tweet some of these out at CFree1053 because you really have to see them to understand them. But the mascot costumes are a lot like Disneyland costumes.
Yeah.
Like, you look at some of the ones from the 50s and 60s, they are terrifying. It took them a long time to figure that out. And the college mascots are no different.
Man.
Hypnotoad.
Okay, so that's from Futurama.
Uh-huh.
And it was always the most popular show because you would come across it and you couldn't turn away because the toad would hypnotize you to watch it.
And that's why TCU snagged that. And was using Hypnotoad for a while.
Yeah, I mean, probably. That is what I know it from. If there are other variations of the Hypnotoad.
Oh, do you not remember the year that they had their great season and they were like, every time we show the Hypnotoad, it turns it up.
And that is what that's from. I'm just saying, if they were inspired somewhere else, I'm not aware.
They were inspired by your show.
By Futurama. I like it. Are there any other mascots, Corey, you want to bring back as long as we're creating chaos?
Famous Chicken.
Like the baseball famous chicken?
Yeah. He's not around anymore. Do you remember him? He would just crack out of an egg in the middle of the field and be like, how did that egg even get out in the middle of the field? I wasn't paying attention. And now he's cracked out of the egg and he's going, and he's running around and everything. I love the famous chicken.
I don't know if this counts as a mascot. Do you wish the kissing bandits came back?
Kinda.
Do you remember that when the ladies would run out into the field and try to kiss somebody? Or do we live in a world that, like, the security guard's going to have to take that person down?
Just get is it in Atlanta at the baseball games, the Freeze or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
He could run him down.
I want to say Frozone. I don't think that's right, though.
It's not.
Frozone. What is Frozone? That's a thing.
That's from the Incredibles.
Okay, there you go.
He freezes water.
Okay, but isn't he kind of dressed like Frozone then?
Yes, he is dressed like the dude. And then he sprints. He's fast.
He's like 7-Eleven themed or something.
Thank you very much.
You got it, man.
For your information.
Bring back the Citronaut.
That terrifying frog is going to give me nightmares as well.
Same. One of many.
I already have one right now.
Maybe you were the kid in that picture and you just memory hold it.
Man, I hope there's not any pictures of me in black and white. That would hurt my feelings just a little bit. We're the KNC Masterpiece. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Was this really an accident or a hilarious prank? Next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.